When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peach Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty D.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys. Where the ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Women Wildin' Out podcast. It's your girl, B. Simone. I'm here with my beautiful co-host,
Pretty V.
And the beautiful Wildin' Out goddesses,
Crystal Angelique here.
Bree T.A.C.
And we got the boss on the show today. He did one episode with us. He was like, please come back. I didn't think he was going to show up. But you know, he's busy. He just had some babies.
Facts.
And he got to be with his kids. He's spending time back and forth between we in Ontario.
I'm on my way to LA. Atlanta.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That's where we going.
I'm about to go there tomorrow. About to go back to the city.
What's in Atlanta? Man.
Some more kids.
That's hilarious. True. So we had the boss back on the show, Nick Cannon. We was talking about Black Boo Boo.
Yeah. I mean, so that's we're actually talking about cleansing, and you're doing a great job. You got chlorophyll over there.
Yeah, chlorophyll is good.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
I was on it today.
Yeah. She finished it.
Fruits cleanse you.
This one right here is
fruits and roots.
Super
fruits
health. Goddess.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta be.
I try to be. It's just so up and down.
I love it.
It's the consistency.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ain't built for it. It's good to post on Instagram and look like you're doing it. But like to actually live it is different.
When you've been doing something for 29 years and 30 years, it's very difficult to change that. But
that's why I never tell myself.
You gotta do it slowly.
Yeah, I'm not a vegan. I don't classify myself. I say to define me is to confine me. So I'd rather be able to just say I try to eat healthy, I try to eat clean.
Well, can we do that as the toast?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that quote again? We usually start off with a toast.
Yep.
Yeah. At the beginning of each episode. So we're gonna let you say that again so the people in the back can hear it.
There it is.
To define me.
It's to confine me. It's to label me is to disable me.
Uh-huh, come on.
So live free.
Well, thank you for that. Mm.
What is it?
Don't put me in a box.
What is it? Confine me? It's to confine me.
Confine me.
Confine me. Confine me.
I like that better.
You want to pull from the jar?
So is that how we just jump right into it? Just pull from the jar?
Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. Okay, you guys, we about to get into the juice jar, the Wildin' Out juice jar.
Full of surprises.
What's in the juice?
How you got a fresh new full set of nails and we supposed to be quarantined? How you do that?
No, I don't know.
How you do that?
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I did that.
Mine's 2 weeks old.
Yeah, mine are 3 weeks old.
Hers didn't look like she got hers done today.
I mean, no. Show him yours.
Did they get a COVID test? He ain't talking to me.
Bree, show him yours.
I ain't got none, so you ain't talking to me.
There you go.
Okay, the question is, no, I didn't get my toes done.
You did?
That's the whole set from the show. Okay, now the question
Bible
is,
says, thou shalt not what, me?
Thou shalt not lie. Okay, have you ever been involved in a situationship staying with someone because they have money?
Mm. Absolutely.
No. Wow. You was the one being stayed with, and you stayed with somebody because they had money.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
a little bit about
most of my relationships, you know, have been because of my financial settings.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm.
Nick, I don't think so.
Wasn't it mostly with women that have it?
No, exactly. Women don't. First of all, and if we're going to jump
let's jump right into it.
Women, most of the women, I'm never going to say, most of the women that I've dealt with like comfort. So if finance comes with comfort, all of that comes together. the lifestyle, the freedom of having money, I can orchestrate. So it at the root of it is still my finance, because I can make your lifestyle comfortable. I can, I can, whatever you need, I can help provide. And that all goes back to finances.
Yeah, I never stayed with a guy for money, but I stayed with him for other things, because a lot of the niggas I used to fuck with didn't have no money. Mm.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and within comfort, that's safety, a man who can protect you. Yeah. A man, comfort also comes with spiritual and mental comfort. So if he like, oh, he makes me feel good.
That's what
comfort.
It mostly is, because broke niggas got the best dick. So you be stuck.
It's half the dick, because them niggas is homeless sexual.
Shit. You at home all day. My girl just need shit. You at home all day charging it up.
Yeah.
You ain't even got a job. You just sitting there.
He's fucking for the rent. Like, he
going to give you his best.
Exactly. He's going to get kicked out. But so obviously, you know, the majority of my life, I've probably been, you know, at the top of the totem pole when it comes to being able to provide and
but
stuff.
But you felt like you were being used for finances.
Always. I'm going to say most of
and you don't care? You're okay with that?
Because I feel like I was put on this planet to be a provider. Like, I'm not, I don't mind being
There's
generator.
There's a difference between a provider and somebody who's being used for their finances.
But because it's called utilitarian love.
Okay, so well, explain that, because I have no idea what that
there's
is.
Several
Reptilian.
Different kinds. There's certain types of love. You know, there's agape love, which is godly love. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's how we're supposed to all love each other. Yeah. Like, you've heard me with this spiel before.
Okay.
Then there's philo love. That's the Greek love. That's philosophy, the love of knowledge. That's where the word family comes from.
Okay.
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And then there's eros. That's erotic. That's the temporary. That's the chemical of love.
Mm.
And then there's utilitarian love. That's usually the love that most of us can like measure.
Mm.
Because someone did something for me, therefore they love me.
Back
or
service.
I need, yeah, exactly. That's the love language. So if I need something from you and you give it to me, then oh man, that showed
you
how
love
much
me.
You love
yeah.
me. And that's even from a child. That's what we, you know, when I need food and you give it to me, oh, that's the person.
So it doesn't have to always be financial, though.
Nah.
Got you.
But it's rooted in finances. That's why, you know, I always say women don't care about looks or anything, because it's like men are more superficial on that, because we like, ooh, I see something pretty shiny, I want it. Women like, how
more
did you make
feeling,
me feel?
The feeling.
You made me feel comfortable. You made me feel safe.
So I like your ugly ass.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where I'm comfortable with being like, yo, I'm... You use me in that sense of utilitarian love. I'm the provider. I'm the generator. Therefore,
and what do you use the women for?
That's a good question. I mean, I usually ask women from the gate, like, other than your vagina, like, let's take your vagina off the table. Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to this
situation?
And we talked about that with 85 South.
About that. And I got to do it.
Well,
I probably presented a little softer than they would, but like,
yeah.
But that at the core is the same thing. It's like, especially from a man who is a provider who can do different things.
But do you
like,
require women around you to offer more? Because some men don't care. Like, you just pretty, you just cool.
Well, that's what you're there for. If all you provide is your vagina, then that's our exchange.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the interaction. And I see you when I see you. I holler at you when I holler at you. And you probably getting what you want from me as well.
Well, how much?
But it's not. Because that's the thing.
What is the maximum?
I've never literally like paid for sex. I don't even know
what
that
is. Yeah. It's not like here's a couple hundred thousand on the dresser.
Yeah, but it's just like if there's a, you know, if there's a need or something like that. And even because that's why I say I like taking sex off the table.
Yeah.
And then say, what are we without intercourse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that can really define it, because like if my friend needed $10,000. I'm gonna make sure my friend got $10,000.
Right.
Well,
but,
so I need to be your friend. Now you're just my boss.
We talked to the boss. We heard some good stuff. I hope some people learned. But we'll be right back after this break.
I say
the
y'all kicking me off already.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Women Wild Out podcast. We just had a break and we're back with Nick Cannon. He was talking about reptilian love.
That's called marriage. Utilitarian.
Utility. Pay my utility bill. Utilitarian. When I have a bill, you pay the utility. Even exchange. So, you know, all those definitions, I don't know. I got to learn more about that. I'm over in the, agape one.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the one we all got to have.
Okay, what's the other one?
There's agape, there's phila, that's family-like love, that's okay. How you love your family. There's eros, that's the attraction, that's the chemical, they call it temporary love. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm Xing that one out.
Yeah, but that's the one we feel, that's our instant attraction.
Got
that's
you.
Like, ooh, erotically drawn to that person.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of all of them.
Yeah,
really.
That's, Martin Luther King said it best, it's like when you have every type of love, that's the one love.
Got you.
So, because you need all of those. That's where I actually first heard it from, because when he was like breaking it down, and one of his sirens, I was like, yo,
so
I need
smart.
To understand
it. Are you smarter than a rapper? I'm like, how does he know this shit? But I'm like, did they give him the answers?
Some of them, though, I'd be like, looking dumb. Like, I'm not good at math.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be like, okay, if I have two apples,
math,
I took away two, and I added two, how many is that? He'd be like, 86?
I suck at math. I've always been there, because especially too, like, I'm a musician, so like, all of that's math, but the part of, for something about adding together.
It's so difficult for you.
It's tough. I don't know why. That's out of my brain. Don't work.
You're making this man look crazy.
I go to fourth grade with that.
Yeah, I suck at math. But everything else, I guess because I never really had to use math the way I use everything else.
So actually, I want to talk about this real quick. I posted you on my page.
Somebody else told me about it.
On a blog.
You know, I'll let you explain it because I got the answer of why they was hating on you. Because I feel like they posted.
Oh, yeah, for the 9-to-5 shit.
Not even that one. I'm talking about just what just happened. I feel like it was out of context. Because they didn't know. They don't know our relationship. So.
Got you.
I think people. People realize it
I
too.
I would never post something on social media that I thought. We play all day on my look at Vina. Look at B. Simone.
But the comments
they were
colorful.
They weren't bad. Yeah,
they were colorful.
Whatever. But the Shade Room posted it because I posted, look at this man. You know, I'm recording Nick. And the flash was, Nick, no, we got the cameras out. It ain't like I'm sneaking them. And I posted it on my page. It's still on my page.
But the statement was that he got all these
baby mamas. And girls still want to fuck with them. That's crazy to me. You know, right. Whatever. But how? What was you going to say? How you think they took it out?
And I mean, because that's always a topic of conversation, yeah, or at least for right now with me. And it's just like, I'm welcome to the conversation because obviously no one actually knows the personal scenarios of course. What they are. But I'm open for the surface level conversation about whether it's like, I just live my life in such an open way and a free way that I don't really hide anything.
I love that.
I feel like I don't lie to the people of course. Deal with. So I feel like that is such bizarre behavior to society because we're in a society that's built on lies and putting something forward to what we want
facade,
to be the truth.
Yeah.
Like I fall on my sword all the time. Like I know I'm scarred. I know I'm damaged. I know I'm working on myself and I know I don't do things in an orthodox way. So
you're so cute, Nick.
I mean, it is what it is. I just don't, like, I do some fuck shit sometimes, it comes from a place where, like, I'm trying to be as pure as possible. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have such trust issues that if I continue to lie, I wouldn't be able to have any real relationships. So I'm like, look,
this is what it is.
I don't believe in monogamy. I've tried it several times.
Now, do you not believe in it because you have trust issues and you were hurt? Or do you not believe in it just because you truly don't believe in it? Or you don't believe in it because...
I've tried and failed at it so many times. I don't think I'm scared. I've definitely been hurt by it. And that probably helped design my philosophy in it. But once I took the time to actually go study it and see where it came from.
Okay.
And then, like, to me, it's a European concept based off of, you know, kind of categorizing.
Like, research,
categorizing property. When you think about, I mean, and I don't want to get too deep because this is the type of shit that get me in trouble. But it's just like when you go from the origins of tribalism and where we come from, those ideas of like your wealth is your tribe, growing your family and all of that stuff.
How much you could take care of.
And then when they got to a space of like, yo, we have to control this process and we have to make sure that this family belongs to this family and this man's wife is in exchange for this property and what marriage was all designed for and stuff like, it gets a little creepy. So I'm like, look, I actually believe the woman is so powerful that she should not have to answer to any man or be any man's property or soul individual. She can do what she want to do. I could do what I want to do. And if together we match and we meet each other at, you know, some king queen stuff, that's how we rock.
Right.
Yeah.
So my thing is, so how can me and you be that queen and king?
So how do we get added to the tribe?
But that, and I think that's what people, because I'll get like, people always get confused. Like, one thing I see, like, people are like, oh, all of these women, how does he, like, no. I was like, look, you're stuck in that mentality of thinking that I have these women operating in the way that they operate.
Yeah.
Anyone that I deal with, I give them the full autonomy to say, yo, you can have whoever you want to be with. You could do whatever you want to do. I don't hold you. I can't be responsible for your happiness. Your happiness comes from within.
Come within.
And
that's
then two, I don't want to be, I have so much reverence and respect for you that I know I can't be the man that you deserve. So at least let's figure out what it is that you really want from me. And I've had so many amazing women in my life that they'd be like, yeah, nah, I want the white picket fence.
Yeah.
I want the husband, I want the ring. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, I wish I could be that for you. But I know I would fail at that every time.
Good for you.
And I would just be lying to myself to say, it's gonna just be me. And I feel like it sucks because a lot of people measure that based off of love. Like, oh, you don't love me unless you know how to live this way. It's like, the reason why they call it, you know, monogamy, because it's mono, that's just one way. I feel like life gives us so many different ways to operate.
Yeah.
We just, because of society and groupthink, we say, this is the way we have to be. And if you don't live the way that I think you should live, then you're wrong.
See, I just talked to my relationship coach, Spicy Body, and she had my mind straight. And now Nick comes in, and I'm looking for a girlfriend. So looking for polyamory. Like, I'm happy now.
So what about your ego in this case? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, I try to check him every day.
Who? You know, your ego, his ego. Mm.
So this is the thing. And again, I know I have, my ego is fed probably in a different way than most men. So I could probably be a little bit more vulnerable than others because I can go do something. I can go do a movie where I'm Casanova in the movie, or I could do something where so my ego gets fed through my entertainment and my art.
Dope.
So then I don't need my ego to get fed. And I mean, let's keep it a stack. I've kind of been living this lifestyle for so long.
For so long.
If I wanted to be ego, part of my ego fucked up my marriage. Part of my ego fucked up a lot of my relationships because I was like, oh, I'm the man. I'm this and this. Yeah. And I learned, I mean, one of my pastors taught me, like, if you want your relationship to work, you got to kill the ego. Yeah. And when you can remove the ego from the relationship and let God work.
Mm-hmm. Ego is flesh.
Your flesh will never be able to lead. So, when you know that, I know there's time for my ego. I know, like, a lot of times during Wildin' Out, that's my ego. Like, when the camera comes, and, like, look at, that's all of us. Look how heightened we get to be with our egos when we making jokes. Or, like, it's literally a whole game called Nick Cannon is so fly. like that's all ego. Right, you know what I mean? Right, but it's so much ego that I could turn it on my head and be the butt of the joke because I'm so in tune with who I am. I'm comfortable with all of the jokes because my ego has reached the heights I could talk that talk with anybody. I could talk money talk. I could talk girls. I could talk it all.
Right.
But I've gotten to a place now where I so want to provide for others that I rarely get caught up in ego nowadays. Like, even when I see it, I check it instantly.
You feel like that's part of your purpose?
Now that I know a little bit more about what my purpose is.
Got you.
Yeah.
And that's where I like the chatter and the low frequency doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be so concerned about what people were saying on Twitter and Facebook today until I had the bird's eye view of, like, what are they going to say when I'm gone?
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's a different conversation. And I'm like, fuck you today. And I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen people trash DMX.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single day. Yeah. As soon as he's no longer here, he's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
I've seen people trash Tupac.
Yeah.
Call him all type of things, but he's the greatest. You know what I mean? It's like, so I'm like, I'm planning for that. You say what you want to say while I'm here. I'm planning
for
that.
As long as I have my legacy when I'm gone. Yeah.
Flowers. I think your flowers are definitely old while you're here, Nick. I think, you know, I recognize you. Your work doesn't go unnoticed over here, and I think all over the world. But do you feel like you get your flowers from you?
I tell people like this: I don't want no flowers. I want if you got flowers, plant them. Because that's really where, and that's what I see in y'all. I see in all y'all here. Yeah. Like, instead of just saying, especially I don't even, y'all saw me yesterday. Like, I'm awkward when people tell me thank you and I love you.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Like,
yeah.
I'm so happy I have my sunglasses on. Yeah. I was like, I don't know where the fuck to look. Because I'm awkward in those moments because I don't feel like I deserve it. You know what I mean? The praise should be to the Most High and to the Almighty. So, like, I'm just a vessel. So, like, I don't feel like I deserve that. I get real awkward. And I'm like, come on, let's just go. Like, but I truly believe.
But God has used you in so many ways.
As a vessel.
Utilitarian.
I agree.
But in that sense, I really feel like when I see you guys, I'm like, this is just a platform. Keep going doing you, because that, at the end of the day, makes me feel like, oh, they appreciated what we did. They appreciated opening those doors and they worked hard. Because there's nothing more frustrating than someone who has the ability to put different people in position. I put so many people with so much talent in position, they just don't do nothing.
Yeah.
And time, effort, and money spent, I'm like, man, I wish this person understood the opportunity
they
that they had.
They haven't won it, though.
Definitely appreciate, just want to put that out there.
And that's where I was like, okay, they get it. So I always say, yo, take the flowers you want to give me and plant them so the next people can.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Continue so we can build this harvest.
Beautiful.
I'm over here about to tear.
Always.
I'm over here about to cry.
Always. Love don't cost a thing.
Yeah. Right. I'm just amazed because the thing about it is, like, of course we've watched him from Yee High. Don't even know what we was watching, but we was watching this every movie, every show.
It's crazy.
And just to have him as a, you know, as our boss, as someone that looks, you know, to us for the jokes, that looks, you know, us for the laughter. Yeah. He has, I mean, like we said, plenty of times we should have went home. Plenty of times we should have did this. But
caught this man crying.
You called him crying. I tell him thank you through a DM. Any chance I get, just thank you, checking in on you. Because we know how the mind plays. We know how the enemy comes to attack. And sometimes we know that we're so like, on a little shell and in our bubble, like, we know that you could get awkward when someone telling you thank you so much, and it could be like, why are you thanking me? Like, I'm here to just do this, but like, you just deserves all the love and like everything.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And you know what is probably another reason why it's awkward for me, because I have such tunnel vision, and I feel like,
you're like, what's next?
Yeah, like, I don't really sell, like, it's almost like, I don't celebrate holidays. I don't, right? Like, to me, I'm so grateful for life and feel like every day I wake up is like, all right, this is a blessing. It's another way to try to figure it out, to keep going. Yeah. That if I sit back and think about it, I feel like it's the devil catching up with me. That's the yeah. to me, like, that's the like ego comfortable yeah. of yeah. like, yeah, 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 and yeah, I've yeah, seen yeah. it happen to so many other people. Yeah. They start believing the hype. They start really thinking like, oh, they the shit. Oh, yep. I can chill out.
And now you're talking
relax.
About what you used to do 10 years ago. Yeah. right. Yeah, I used to.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just, even with this new season, I mean, it was so much going into like, even wanting to be here.
So tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I mean, obviously we all know what happened. And yeah. I feel like a lot of it came to surface to where it's like, why am I doing this? You know what I mean? There was, and just to not even to get too much into the business, but I've owned Wildin' Out for the majority of the time that it's been on air. And then we did some business deals and, you know, me and Viacom locked in, made some really smart decisions. And then when that came up, people that I thought were my team, my squad, even people literally sitting next to me started changing, started acting different. I'm like, started second guessing my motives and who I was. And I'm like,
your character.
Yeah, are we really talking about my character here? Well, if we're going to talk about character, let's open all the books up and talk about character.
Talk about the shit you did last month, too.
But, and even like, not that's true, but not like pointing fingers, but it kind of opened my eyes. I said this was a kaleidoscope of character revelation for me. And like, when you think about kaleidoscope, it's a whole bunch of different colors. You see people's true colors. Mm-hmm. And I think I always quote Martin Luther King, but he always said, like, you could tell the true character of a man, not in times of comfort, but during the times of controversy.
Oh, for sure.
And that's when you see who's really rocking with you.
How
that's
you
you
this.
See. I mean, you've dealt with it too. You see where people
still dealing with
feel
it.
Like they think they could tell you, oh, you wrong. You just need to admit you wrong. Or you need to, I'm like, yo, hold up.
Give me a minute.
Why do you believe I'm wrong? Yeah. Or why do you, and people that you feel like you know, I've been at Viacom since I was a teenager.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? And I found.
And now he's 85. right? And that's a long time.
That's a long ass time. But I found myself having conversations like, man, I never thought I would have this conversation with this person. I never thought. So through that, when whatever reconciliation came around, I was ready to walk away. I was like, nah, that season is closed.
Take
that chapter
it. Cool.
I'm done. I have so many more amazing things.
Right.
And then I started having conversations. And I'm like, man, we built something here. It was a family. It was a legacy. That was important, not just on a business aspect, but to the culture.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, all right, well, if we're going to do it, we got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
We got to do it on our terms.
Yeah.
We have to do it to where we could do stuff like this, where others can eat, where we can plant multiple seeds.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people, again, I'm not here for Wildin' Out for my ego. I created it for others, my friends. So like, it was never about the bad. There wasn't an amount of money they can give me or however those closed door conversations happen. I let everybody know this ain't about money.
Yeah.
Like I've walked away from NBC.
Like, what is the bigger purpose
I walked away from money so many times.
Right.
And that's just because I know who I am and I stand firm in who I am. So that's currency is energy. And
even
I know
the
I got
with
the
this new season. Yeah. Evolution, revolution. Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Wilding out, goddess. Everything is just evolving.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and I think it put us in a better place. So if I was I even said that to a lot of these conversations. I started off, if this can bring people closer together and bring more understanding, I'll be that sacrifice. And we made some great sacrifice. We all had to sit on the bench for a whole year to get to a space where it's like, all right, now let's get it right. And do it bigger and better than ever.
So I definitely want to say something to you, but since, you know, we see the world opening back up, we got tours, the millennial tour
back
happening,
outside.
We back outside. That. So Nick, is the Wildin' Out tour coming back?
Which it is. Yeah. And again, like with the theme of what I've been trying to do with what we saw this season, and even, you know, I'm already planning for the next two seasons.
Yeah.
It's that festival energy.
Wow.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Celebration.
New Orleans.
Carnival. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're going to be, all of our tour dates we doing now are hopefully, like, before we would do arenas, get like 20,000 people in there. Yeah. Now we're trying to get like 50, 60,000. Take it around
crazy.
The world.
When I got that email, Nick, and I sent it to you, I said, is this real? It is real. You know, she said, shine queen. So I thank you for that. Because I was like, pick up. And I said, Rip, you got this one.
Lee Simone didn't want to come out there with us. She was on her own tour with Martin Lawrence and all that.
I was not invited. After this break, we will get to the truth.
You was on tour with Martin. I would have said,
I was not invited.
Be.
I wasn't.
Whatever.
Tell the people the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
You tell all your girls the truth. Tell me the truth.
Okay, the way it got to me.
I was not invited to Wildin' Out Live, and I am about to cry.
No, I'm just kidding. Way it got to me is like, yo, she's on tour currently.
See, playing telephone. Too many people involved. You got my number.
You were on tour, though, babe.
Yeah. I was not on tour.
You came out for the one show that you think.
That I was invited on one show.
We want you for more, so let's just put it there right there.
There you go.
You heard it first. Now, when he don't invite me this time,
if you don't see her now, that means her people said she was busy.
I ain't got no people. So you call me. But I do have a question. This is the last question, real quick. Something real, real, real serious.
All right.
Why have I never been invited to be a Wildin' Out girl?
Wow. Well, now they goddesses.
Goddesses.
So. I'm just a joke.
You know what?
I know they wear XS. Y'all can get an L.
They're hilarious. There is a dip, like, and I use Amber Diamond as an example because I get those questions on both sides. I get a lot of the goddesses asking, you know, they want to be on the cast.
On the show.
And then I get a lot of, like, y'all, like, Jess Hilarious brought that up too. Like, I want to be up there, and it's like, I kind of whatever
let
you
me be
feel
sexy
your
for an episode.
Whatever your ministry is,
come on,
try and that. Like, go ahead and do you. But honestly,
you'd be stealing their outfits. Yeah, I'd be like, those boots are for the Wild Out girl. You'd be like, just one episode.
Yeah, I literally being well, I just think about dancing all the time while we up there, like all that cute shit. Sometimes I'd be like, no shade, Brie. But I'd be like.
Yeah,
I try to be all that, but yeah, I choose the stage, no shade.
Nah, but that's, I mean, it's, I feel like everyone has a gift, everybody has an ability.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's why I want to show people that the Wildin' Out goddesses are more than just cute faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I ain't know Brie was owning 7.4 million billions of dollars in that account. I know Krista was the co-owner.
Fruits and roots.
Yeah, I love it.
Fruit every day.
And just let people know that not all the Wildin' Out goddesses are your baby mamas.
Yes, no, not all of them are.
Let's get that out there now.
Yeah, I'm not a part of the tribe. Yeah.
You know, it's funny too, and it's so interesting. That for some reason that's always been the joke from like season one.
Yeah,
but I attempted, you know, most of the time to kind of keep it as professional as possible, just because, I mean, especially the climate that we live in now, to where I think just who I am, I don't chase women.
Okay, so real quick, we only got a couple of seconds. How would you talk to a girl? Like, if I'm in the club, I'm like,
Are we coming back, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's
like,
more than, it's more than what 7 seconds we have.
You guys,
I'm going to answer that.
Stay tuned for more. The Women of Wildin' Out podcast is lit. Now we got Nick in the building. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, we are back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, and we are about to see Mr. Cannon holla at B. Simone. I can't wait.
So the question was, if we didn't know each other and we saw
and
each
her hair
other,
was done.
And I had on a little bit of makeup.
You know, it's interesting because I'm not a person who chases women. I don't know how to holla at women. Like, I don't.
Oh, you let your homegirls.
No, I don't do that.
Oh,
I
you know you let your homegirls.
Like, if it,
my
if you were,
if, well, your I'm really in, come on.
If I'm really interested in you, one, I feel like the nightclub is not the right environment.
It's okay, definitely so we'll be at not.
Church. Now, see.
In a garden. At or like
in
a
at the grocery store.
Church, church is like, I'm putting my money in the offering plate, and Nick is like, I got that. Yeah. 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 Top 10% in for me.
I probably would be more likely to engage with someone in a church setting.
Okay, what about on the set of Wild and Out?
See, if we was on the set a while, and I, yeah, if we, no.
Walmart.
But, well, it depends, like, where, if you were a guest, because I've definitely done this before.
Okay, well,
like,
do
if
it,
somebody
it.
Was a guest on the show, I get all, so first of all, I would make sure I knew, I would talk to your people, and I was like, yo, what are the things that she likes? What are the, you know.
You did that to my manager.
And when you would go, when you would go yes, into you your dressing room, it would be a custom basket with your favorite perfume.
Hey, thank you.
A scarf from your favorite designer. And then, like, if you, a handwritten note, like, yo, I heard you like this. I just want to make sure you're comfortable.
See, wow. Got the draws first night.
Wow.
I'll try to pay attention to those
sweet.
Things.
Detail.
And then because I feel like I would be comfortable because I'm in my home setting.
Yeah.
So I would make, and then I would go.
Like, this my shit.
Yeah, I would go above and beyond. Whatever PA was in charge of taking care of you, getting you from the car, I would be like, yo, hit me when she pull up. And I would, the PA would hit me.
That's a leg up, though. That's a leg up. That, you have insight.
That's what I'm
cheating.
Saying. It is.
That's
definitely cheating.
But that means
it's cheat code all day.
Yeah. He ain't got to work. He already know.
No.
Okay, what
he
about at a concert? And you just like, all the friends, all the girls come, like, not at that, but at a concert. Take yourself out of just wilding out.
Yeah.
Not on set. Somewhere else.
Out of your comfort zone.
So not in my house.
Yeah, no. Not in your house. No. Like, the grocery store.
I want a juicy story of
you gotta do it on your own.
I'm gonna keep it. It's been a long time since I've had to do that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm very patient. So if
he's like, I'm a getter.
If it's somebody that I do, like, ooh, I like her.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
Ain't no rush.
Yeah. Because
so you got like, sick at the house.
She going to come to my house eventually.
Yeah.
She going to be at
ain't
my
ain't no rush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we need Andrea in the car.
Like, she will come.
I'm going to get to the other one later.
That's what I'm saying.
Girl,
so
you next week.
I would really try to genuinely get to know that person.
Yeah.
And for me, and maybe I'm wrong, ladies, but I feel like you guys have dudes constantly at you all the time. If I can authentically show interest without trying to holler at you, I feel like I probably have a better chance than a dude like, oh, what's poppin'? When can we hang out? Da, da, da,
do you deal with women that are just cute, or do you deal with women that you only like as people?
I'm gonna be honest. I have,
like, do you have one that's just a trophy? You got the other one that's like, girl, your conversation, but your head is horrible. You got another one that's like, that pussy good, but be quiet.
I have never met, or I haven't met a person
that you don't like. Don't say that.
No,
nice
not, no, okay, though. Let me go
I've
back.
I've never met a beautiful goddess
yeah.
that I
don't let like. Me reel it back in because I'm trying to keep it a stack. I haven't had any new friends in years.
New friends.
That's dope.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, not even on some just like homies. Like, I don't want, I so understood when Drake said no new friends. I'm like, I get that because I'm still building and dealing with the relationships I have.
Yep.
I'm still trying to convince this one. Yeah, and then,
after being married, and that's the other reason why, you know, monogamy is such an interesting concept for me because I feel like I did it at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what else do you do after that? It's like, from that point, I became a different person after my divorce. I'm like, okay, let's not make it about me and fulfilling what I want and my desires. How can I help others? There has to be, I got everything I ever need. I have my dream girl. We got married, had a wedding every year for damn near 7 years.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it was always fun. It was beautiful. Like, it was never a dull moment. So I'm like, now that I've had every fantasy and dream that I could have, how can I help others in that space? And that's really where, so I have,
like, fulfilled.
Yeah, so like, I don't holler at people. I don't desire, like, oh, I want to meet such and such. It's like, if the universe brings it across, like, let me figure out what this is supposed to be. But my own personal desires, I'm kind of over that. And that probably is one of the reasons why there's several baby mamas and all that stuff, because it's never like, I'm not going into it looking like what I want. I'm like, oh, this person is looking for this. All right, maybe I'm the vessel for this person's life for that moment. So
beautiful.
Well, thank you for being the vessel of my life. Thank you.
But that, I mean, I don't know if that answered the question, vessel. But I'm trying to bullshit my way around it. But that literally is where I am in my life. It's like, I don't have any structure in that sense of like what I want. Because we all got egos. I try not to make it about me.
Yeah. Are you religious or just spiritual? Like, do you?
I used to be religious.
Religion?
I'm a PK, so I was the, you
That's
know.
That's crazy. All of us is PK.
My dad.
My dad's a pastor. My mom was a pastor.
And I mean, you know, I was the kid in the church that was the annoying, rambunctious little kid that can't nobody tell him what to do because that's pastor's son. Yeah, all of that, like, you know, moving around. But also, at the highest level, then, you know, my dad, when he was just struggling and having, you know, the public access television show with no members and all of that type of stuff. So I saw every aspect of that. And because of that, I have a disdain for religion.
What's disdain? I'm sorry.
I don't like it. Okay. I don't trust it.
Okay.
As much as I love spirituality, that monotheism religions. Is anything with the word mono in it, I don't like.
Mono. What's the monogamy, when your breast ain't mononucleosis?
Yeah, that all that.
Mono. When you got the kissing disease.
Because when it's just like, we're not a monolithic people. You know what I mean? We're not. Everybody can't be one thing. Everybody can't desire the same. Everybody takes a different course. Mm-hmm. So when I explain spirituality, when I explain relationships with the Most High, I kind of put it in the same sense of like cell phone carriers. You know what I mean? You can have Verizon, you can have Sprint, but it's like, long as you're connect, long as you connected, who am I to say that your service ain't working for you? I feel like if you're truly in tune and in touch with God, and there's some philosophies within Sikhism and as well as a Buddhist understandings to where it's difficult to put a curriculum on how you deal with God, especially if it comes from within. So I'd rather step back and say, whatever's working for you, do you, but I'm seeking understanding and peace. So I know every
internal peace.
Yeah, I know every book of the Bible and recite all the verses, but I also know where that stuff comes from. And I've also, you know, having a degree in divinity, when you go that deep, you're like, oh, that's where that came from. Oh, that's why we believe that. And then when you break it down, it's just a lot of ritualism, traditions. Yeah,
there's some things in the Bible that I was just like,
we need to have Bible study.
And I love it. You know what I mean? Because I was raised in, I believe there's some truth in it. But then when you get to that space, when you say where all religion comes from, and it starts in the stars, and it starts from the ideas, and, you know, where's the concept of Christ consciousness actually begin? And you kind of break that stuff down. It's like, ultimately, you can get to the space where everybody's right or everybody's wrong. So, and it's it's like, really, what's working for you?
Right.
So that's why I like religion, because especially in, you know, like, there's 26,000 different sects of Christianity. And it's like, how can you have 26,000
different
Catholic? But Baptist, again, if we're all saying the same thing, when you hear about, you know, whether it's Krishna, whether it's, you know, Ak and Isis and all of those things, and like when Lucifer being Jupiter, Saturn being Satan, all of these type of things that kind of all point to the same origin,
destination, where there's
Abrahamic faiths and where all of that stuff comes from. It comes from the same nucleus.
Yeah.
So I never understood why people couldn't focus on our similarities instead of focusing on our differences.
And y'all hear how these words this man is using, and he don't know 2 + 2. But all of this, all nuclear and optimization and reptilianism. And you ask him 2 + 2 - 2.
It takes me, I don't know what it is.
He be like, can you repeat that? I said 2 + 2.
If something happens in my mind with math. That's why I ain't math never been good with been money.
He got
know,
all this money. Yeah.
We'll right, fit on the black card.
Never been my friend.
I think it's definitely cognitive dissonance, though. So, like,
right.
You know, from a foundation, you learn certain things, and then you're at a certain place in your life, and you're like, I learned this, but you're conflicting me with this information. I'm going to trust what I learned.
Yeah. From the people sometimes that you got to trust what you feel.
Yeah.
That's the intuition.
That's kind of spiritual aspect.
Whether it's this, that, whatever you're feeling, like you said, that internal peace is all that matters. When you have internal peace, you can live your life.
And I used to, that's my problem. And even probably one of the reasons why I got in trouble and, you know, even with my Canons class podcast, I used to want to show people I was smart, show people I got a degree, I'm educated. And that shit got me in trouble, even in my interview style, because I would be like, ooh, I'm sitting down with Dr. Carr. I'm sitting down with Dr. Umar. And I'm on like, all right, I know just as much as you know. And then I'm like, all right, but why am I regurgitating? Like, yo, I could learn some more by just listening and not talking. So that's how I evolved over the last year or two. It was like, sometimes I need to just let the ego go, sit back and listen. And I don't have to prove how smart I am. I don't have to prove how many books I read.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to continue learning.
Don't. And we going to love on you because at the end of the day, you are who you are because you are a vessel. And let God continue to use you in all the ways possible. Yes. But thank you, Nick, so much for sliding.
Coming back,
giving us some knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we love you so much. You know, you deserve someone to love on you. I don't care if you like 5 or 10 of the same people. It don't even we gonna love on you regardless. So thank you, Nick, again. We about to get into this quote, y'all. This inspirational quote from Nick.
Whatever you feel.
That's what, because I don't know. As much as I have a disdain for religion, I always go back to that powerful book that just allows us to operate, because we all can find synergy in it and his wisdom in it. So in Romans, it says in 8, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Come on.
And when you operate with the God within you and know Jesus, that God is within you, that there's no obstacle that you can't overcome, and y'all proving it right now.
Thank you, Nick.
So keep shining.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. There it is.
Bree, you better outgrow.
Can't nobody stop the goddesses.
Arbities, no. We love you so much. This is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. See you next time.
We love you.
Bye.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.